last night.
Oh, really?
George Mitchell's house. Come on.
What's that?
George Mitchell's house burned last night.
Well, you know, I was out there during the night, and it was the air was so close. Smoking?
First part of the night.
Well, I wasn't out until after midnight.
I guess that in the early part.
Well, I'll be done. Now, that's Philip Chan. Pig, give us a little glass of water.
I was by there yesterday afternoon about, I don't know, between 3 and 4 o'clock, I guess. Left the last tank of gas I had there.
Yeah.
So I went on in. I worked some around Williston. I loaded early this morning, come back and worked part of McIntosh. I'm finishing this end up here. And I drove by there a while ago and looked to the ground. The kerosene heater exploded.
Yeah.
That's one thing I wouldn't have.
Well, once they get a kerosene heater, they won't throw it away on a bet.
That's right. Just like you told me just now, I stopped talking to him. He said, well, he used it for years.
Yeah.
It always worked good.
Yeah.
I'm scared of kerosene.
And they just love it.
And they give me something.
What?
Sour in it.
Good.
Like grapefruit.
Any juice.
Put salt in it.
That'll fire you that way, they tell me.
I like it.
And it just smokes up the house. You can't hardly breathe.
It don't want it at all. No way.
You had experience with it?
One time. I've seen what it's done several times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the older house trailers had kerosene central heat. It was a furnace central heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a gas customer in Archer. This lady lived by herself, young lady, had 3 or 4 little children. The gas stove and kerosene central heat, they were gone one day to Gainesville. That thing exploded. You couldn't tell which end of it the fire was in. It was some black all the way through it, both ends. She just walked off, left all she had in it.
Just walked off and left it.
It was in such a mess.
Start all over again.
I don't believe I would have tackled it either. Black. Bulge aside the trailers. Both sides.
Yeah. There you can see what kind of life he leads. Look at that. He's going around in his shirt sleeves, short sleeves. And here I've still got all my extra shirts.
You hadn't been pushing those gas tanks around like I saw him do it.
That's right.
Just like this.
Yes,
it's got to be pretty cold before I put a jacket on.
Yeah.
I will a lot of times, first thing in the morning. Wear my jacket to get my truck loaded.
Yeah.
And it's usually an hour time I get to where I'm going to work. Get my coffee drink and go first stop. Take that jacket off.
Yeah.
Go to work.
They don't have nobody else to tell you about that. Not to do that. You know, I'll tell you the truth. You wear clothes that are too heavy or even an undershirt. And that sun shining on you, and you getting hot.
That's right.
I don't know how I used to feel about it, but I've got so it's just suffocating.
I can't take it like I used to. I don't wear a t-shirt unless there's ice on the ground. There's got to be ice before I put a t-shirt on.
Yes.
Of all things.
Well, now, weather like this, that t-shirt can really...
Well, see it.
Suffocating.
I'm inside this truck so much. If I jump out here and I work around, I get hot. And then I get in the truck and start to ride, open all the windows and cool off.
Yeah.
Then you take the cold.
Oh, you can't have it, can you? Keep from it.
That's right. You know when I do my fishing? During the coldest nights of the wintertime. I don't care how cold it gets. Here.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard freeze, I go fishing. That's when I do my fishing in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And that's to catch the fish, of course you enjoy it more.
I just love it.
Just love it.
Oh, you like it that way.
Getting out.
Yeah.
When I get up in the morning, I don't care how much ice is on the ground. I'm going to go outside. Slip my pants and shirt on. I'm going to go outside. I don't care if it's on the front porch and give me some of that fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to be outside.
Okay, I never guessed.
No.
He's a spindly little fella. Now, if he'd been a great big fella like Roger Sims, you know, I'd think, well, Roger'd have to go out there. And
I like the outside.
Yeah. Well, now, that's the way a man ought to. That's
yeah.
the way a fellow ought to be.
I think you're well most of the time, too.
Yes, ma'am. And to go in at night and sit and watch TV, company and just sit around, I won't get it.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
I'll be outside. If there's nobody there, I'll be outside. You catch me walking around the yard, digging in the flowers, cutting the grass, or doing something outside.
Yeah.
I can't stay in the house.
Just to sit around.
What people call relaxing, I can't relax. I got to get out and move. I got to move around.
But sit around inside with all that noise.
It's not the noise. It's just it's too close.
I don't believe half the people have it on.
Right, there's two at home. I venture to say I can go in this afternoon, both of them be on.
Yeah.
My wife be in the kitchen, or working. And the oldest girl, she's there with the babies, the little ones. She'd be doing something else, mopping or outside, around the washer, dryer, and both TVs going. Possibly the radio.
Different program, yeah. But that don't bother you.
I don't stay in there. When I go in at night, when I go inside and pull my old boots off, I go take a bath and I go to bed.
Yeah.
I sit outside, about just some old concrete steps, door steps. There's nothing else. I sit out there on those steps and look at the stars and the moon. Get that fresh air.
Yeah.
Now I'll get up in the morning and light the heaters. I light them, but I won't be in that 10 minutes. I don't like the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I go down on the river in the wintertime at night, I leave home about 6 o'clock. If I'm bottled up, I got a t-shirt on, a sweatshirt, and a jacket.
Yeah.
Get my gig and light, and go to the coast.
Yeah.
If nothing else, the wind blowing too hard when I get there. I sit out there on the boat now. May stay down a couple hours. Never put the boat in the water. Watch the water roll.
Well, you don't need a house. You just need a sort of a shelter at night.
No, when I go in, when I'm in at night, I got an electric blanket on the bed. I'll turn that blanket on.
Oh, really?
I want it warm. I want it comfortable when I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the time, I don't care.
Well, now that blanket will do it, and it won't weigh you down.
That's right.
But you don't need much cover.
I bought me a lot over here in the National Forest. A little house trailer on it. Fenced it. Got lights and water, and gas heat, gas cook stove. Place built outside, I got a great big log, about so big, it's 5 pieces of it. I got to lay around in a circle. So I'll go out there, I don't care how cold it is, building up the fire, sit around it. Listen to the radio. Sit around after 12 o'clock. Got an electric blanket over there, too.
Yeah.
I turn it on about an hour before I go to bed. When I go in and take my bath, I'm ready to go to bed. I like to stay in the house.
Well, that's not so far. You can get to that whenever you want to go there.
It's right on the highway. Be there in 35 minutes.
Oh, really?
Anybody in your family like you?
Well, all I have is just my little family.
Yeah.
No,
they won't be inside.
Yeah.
Well, they don't either.
Oh, they like to be inside.
They like to stay inside.
They like to be inside.
The house will be 90 degrees. And I can't take it.
Yeah.
We suffocate, you know. We don't stay inside very much. And at night, we can't seem to get enough air.
That's right.
We sleep with all the windows open and everything else.
I was, when I left this morning, oh, I was cold. I had chill bumps on my arm. I could see them, feel them. I got a jacket. Got a heater in the truck. That's like crisp. Makes you feel better. These people stay closed up in these houses. Don't see how they stand it.
Don't see how they stand it.
No, sir.
Well, where did you get into that? Outdoor.
I've always liked the outdoors.
Always.
When I quit. When my day finishes, I want to come.
You just started out this way. Was your pappy like you?
Daddy just like I am.
Is that right?
He wouldn't stay in the house. Mama would have it 90 degrees. Catch him outside walking around. Couldn't stand it.
Yeah. Did he live here?
No, I lost all of them. Past 3 years. Daddy, my mama, and only sister, kid brother.
Was they from this country?
Mm-hmm.
How are your collections? That's what we always talk about, Fred.
That's what?
How are your collections?
Pretty good.
Good.
You know, I said to him, he showed me out there when they had all them customers, you see.
Uh-huh.
$2. Full, didn't you? Just you and another fella.
That's right.
I said, I don't see how you make it. He said it wasn't the number of customers he had, but so many of them.
That's right. You'd be surprised.
Well, I didn't know you left any gas that you didn't collect for.
Oh, yes. People be surprised at the money we'd never get.
Oh.
They blow for it and move off and swap houses and one family move out and another one move in and use the gas and say they didn't use it. There weren't no gas there to start with. Two tanks burn up down here, that's $75 worth plus gas. We lose that because you can't expect people to pay for it.
Oh, that Mitch?
Oh, you can.
I hate to ask a man after he lost his house to pay for two gas tanks. You might say it's roughly $100 worth. Two tanks and regulator. Two tanks of gas.
And just $100 in clear profit is kind of hard to come by, ain't it?
Yes. You got to sell a lot of gas for cash to clear $100.
Yeah, just to clear it.
That's right.
Because a lot of costs come out before you get to.
Right.
Just being in business costly, ain't it?
If we cleared $2 a bottle, if above expense, might have to use 50 bottles before you can get $100. I don't think you use 50 tanks again.
That's a good amount, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize those bottles themselves were so expensive.
$30 a piece. And this regulator, this particular regulator, is $38. That's what it cost us.
Oh, the regulator.
Yes. Now, just a regular, where you turn on one tank and turn off another.
Yeah.
About $15.
Got copper in it. I don't know why copper should be so high.
I don't know. Copper tubing, 3/8, 30 cents a foot.
Yeah. And you have to go back sometimes 2-3 times just to find people.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I mean, you just don't figure everything. Tires for this little old truck is $60 a piece.
Yeah.
And it don't take me long to wear a set of tires hauling 2 and 3 tons.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. On all sorts of roads.
That's right. I had a new tires last Saturday. Let's go to pieces. I was coming in. I wouldn't guarantee it. Orange is no good on it. It just blew out.
Yeah.
I'd have to put out a lot of gas to even pay for that one tire.
Yeah.
How long my time is.
Yeah, I don't get rich at that rate.
I don't see how they do it, I'll tell you. I just don't see. It costs the gasoline for that truck to run. It'll average $5 a day. $5 a day. Cost better than $25 for my pay and gasoline. It's not counting $4,000 for a truck.
Mm-hmm.
That truck's 3 years old and it's not worth $200.
Oh.
Other than the tires.
Oh.
It's got 82,000 miles on it. Beating around any rough road.
Yeah.
Dirt
mm-hmm.
road. Mud mm-hmm. holes.
Mm-hmm.
Put that truck in, well, let's say dependable shape, cost $1,000.
Yeah, might as well buy a new one.
Right.
I was surprised, Trey, now a lot of these colored people, they want to be there when you come, and they'll pay you.
I have less trouble now. I got, let's say, 75% colored. I have less trouble out of my 75% colored than I do the 25 white.
That's
right. Most of these whites buy gas on credit.
Oh.
I think we're just supposed to put it there. If it gets $100, just forget it. I'll pay you one day. I'm good for it. So you tighten up on it. Well, they'll put them in a tank this week and they'll pay you for one. Leave that $100 hanging.
Yeah.
Next week they're gone and need 2 tanks. Put them in 2 tanks. Don't let them run out. So they give you a fit if you let them run out. And they still owe you $100. Then they get mad. The heck with you, I won't pay you nothing. Pick your tanks up. If you don't pick them up, I'll haul them up.
Can they get by with it?
Sure.
You mean you can't get your $100?
You don't have to pay that ticket though. If I hadn't marked it paid, you don't have to pay. Because you didn't sign it, you don't know whether you got it or not. If you sign that ticket, we'll collect it.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
I don't have one I make sign a ticket. Not one.
Oh.
If you're not home, you can't sign it, and you're about out of gas. I'll leave you 2 times.
But then you'd have to come back to get it signed.
Tomorrow I'm working Archer and Newberry. I couldn't drive back over here tomorrow. That's just you home. 60 miles round trip. So what you gonna do?
Well, you can leave a little tank and put it this on him and say, I'll be back soon, so to pick this up, signed, or I'll pick up the gas.
They wouldn't care either.
They wouldn't care either. Gotta run down.
Alright.
You'd be surprised.
But I already am.
Well, it's too much for me. I tell you, I never have been able to make an honest living. I've always had to hire out to the state or something, you see. I couldn't collect. I had four beautiful little bulls here one time, the last time. Now, they didn't have all the points like you judge, because I never went for them points. I never cared for those points.
And the way I figured it, anything I got over $400 for, I'd make something. You know, I had to let them go for way in. So, you see where... So I have hired out. I work about half time.
And you know, a lot of these people, I don't care what they've got and what they want for it, they get it. With no trouble. And others, I don't know what it is. If I got anything I want to sell, I have to give it away. And if I find something I want to buy, I have to pay twice for it. Usually.
Yeah. Well, now, I know Philip Van Town. He's always picking up these old cars. And he would pay $50, $100 for a car, work on it a little bit, sell it for $150, $200. Always somebody there wants one.
That's right.
Well, he lost.
Money, that's right.
I guess everybody takes a loss now in business.
Have to, sooner or later.
Yeah. He had a nice pickup one time. He left it out here while I used it. This fella and two or three women, this fella looked at it and, he got a line on him, looked at his bank credit, had the bank money in the bank. He come one Friday evening to get it, and he gave him a check, and they got in and started rolling, and it was all Tuesday or Wednesday before that check cleared, and they called him up down the bank. What he done, you see, he's like, you know what he done.
That's so exactly.
He got all the way to Louisiana and broke down, and the traffic people, the highway patrol people got him. Put him in jail. He couldn't make bond. And impounded the truck.
How much would it cost him to get it? Wouldn't be what? I don't know. But do you know what's done more damage that I can see this day is credit.
Yeah.
I can go between now and 12 o'clock and buy more than I can pay for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
If I live to be 100 years old.
That's right.
I can. I don't know who else can, but I can.
Yes, sir.
There's no way I can pay for what I could buy between 9 and 12 o'clock. I don't want it.
And most of of the transactions is credit.
That's right. They beg you to take it.
And they don't want the money.
Your credit's good. Good, good. Come on in. Get anything you want. Make a small down payment.
Now, that means, you know, there's heavy traffic. Is it traffic heavy where you are? It's everywhere I go, the traffic's heavy now. And up here in Gainesville, right now, I'll bet you. It's just heavy both ways. They're going up there to them fields and all them places. And they don't pay for half of it, do they?
No. That's the reason all this stuff is so high when we go to buy and pay cash for it.
Yes. I have got along pretty well at my time because I never bought anything I couldn't pay for.
That's me.
So I've never been, you know, hurt. I was never hurting. Now I've been right close to it several times.
Well, I know what I can pay for. Something could happen that I couldn't pay for.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, illness, you know, get hurt something.
You take, say I'd like it, I wouldn't especially like it, but I could go out here and buy me a $30,000 home. I know several people build it, just tell them what I want and I'd get.
Yeah.
What do I want with it?
Yeah.
I might as well just go out here and rent somebody.
Yeah.
There's no way I can pay for it.
Yeah.
30 or 40 years.
Yeah, that's right.
You're paying twice the payment than you would if you'd go and rent one from somebody else.
Yeah.
Payments be $150 a month. Well, I know where there's plenty of houses. I can rent $75, $80 a month.
Good.
Nice house.
Yeah. What kind of house can you rent for $75, $80 a month?
It don't have to be very much house.
No.
It's solid.
It's solid.
I'm buying an old frame house.
Yeah.
Three bedroom. Just a plain, just a straight house. And I like 4 years having to pay for $55 a month.
Yeah.
I can pay for that.
Well, now, in that way, credit's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, sure. If it's used right, fine. It is dandy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's right, because the payments would be like blessing your rent. Isn't that something?
That's right.
I guess what that is, you just keep making payments longer than you would pay rent. You suppose that's it?
Well,
I guess so.
That's right, too.
Yeah. They got it figured out.
I don't know.
Oh, I'd love to get out in the countryside with you someday and just see all these places where you stop. I bet you, I found this, what little I've been out. You know, people right around here, if they want to go see something, you know what they'll do? They'll go to Magnolia Gardens or Cypress, what do they call them? Cypress Springs or whatever it is.
Cypress Gardens.
They won't go around here and look around, see what's here, will they?
Right. You'd be surprised. Well, I've never been around the state of Florida.
But you've
been to New York. I've been all the way across to California. It's more right here at home than it is anywhere.
But you've been around this countryside here a lot.
Well, I have, yes.
And you know what's going on around here, where a lot of people don't.
And if I had to work in Gainesville, in the city, I wouldn't be there 5 minutes.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. You are outside, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Give me this back country. That's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
Outside. If I got to go to Gainesville to get something, some particular something that I can't buy in Wollaston, or on the west side of Ocala, I go into the west side of Ocala, I'll work there. I'll pick me a day, say on Thursday afternoon I'm off, supposed to be. I figure out just where I'm on, where I can buy this, or go get this. The closest place. There's a place I know of that's across town that's $5 cheaper. I wouldn't go. I'd buy it from this outside place. I could pay the $5 before I fight that traffic of people. Mm-hmm. I drove big trucks. I drove big trucks 15 years. Nothing but steady on the road. Cities and labor state. I don't want anything else on it. It's got to do with cities.
Let me tell you. You see this old thing here? Miss Eastman had that down there. And I told him this heater, I'd use it so long, you know, the air got close. And I needed a vent. And he had this old thing down here, so he put that up. That's kerosene. And what I need is a good, I don't need a big gas heater, but I need something that'll put out a little heat. What, and I don't know a thing about them. Now, you see what I do? I just heat up this room and blow it in there. I work in here, but I don't need much heat.
Well, you still want a vented heater?
Yeah.
Vented gas heat.
Yeah.
All right, when you go to that, if you to buy it, say you buy it, it'll cost you four times what this heater will cost you.
Yeah.
I mean, to place it here. Plus, it costs you 25% of your heat going out that stack that you don't ever see.
Yeah. Well, isn't that true?
Yes, but kerosene is much cheaper than gas, too. You can afford to let 25% of it go up the stack. Now you can heat with gas, but you lose so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
For the price.
Mm-hmm. Well, what arrangements do you have?
If I was going to heat, I'd use one. I'd just use a space heater.
Just use a little home heater.
Well, I got three of them in my house.
Mm-hmm.
One larger than that one, and one the same size, and a smaller.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I use city gas. My gas bill last month about $9.
Yeah.
Had I been using bottles, it'd been $60.
Oh, good God Almighty! Is that right?
Right.
Is that right?
Right. That's right.
You use city gas.
Natural pipeline gas.
Yeah. That burn, I'm glad I brought that up. That's right. Now, for heating purposes, that little cylinder won't last long.
Not long. See, I was burning. Well, and I was paying $7.80 a bottle. That's as cheap as I could buy at the place I worked. It was costing me between $50 and $60 a month to heat, cook, a gas water heater, and gas motor drive. And I cut that, well, let's say from 50. I cut it from 50. Now, one month, last winter, the month of January, I believe, our gas bill was $22 and something.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have been 75 if I'd been using bottles.
Yeah.
I got one of these, a bigger one. It's got a safety valve. It's got a safety control and a blower on it. And coal. As long as the coal lasts, as long as we burn it day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And we got one on in the back of the hall, the one in the bathroom. Gas water heater, gas clothes dryer, gas stove.
And what could I get? Well. I don't have to have I don't have to vent it, do I? I don't have to vent it.
That's a good heater you got right there.
Yeah. Yes, it does fine.
I don't care if it's been used for 20 years, it's not hurt.
No. No, so there's nothing about it to hurt, is it?
Got plenty of them older than that one.
Now that's just old-fashioned plumbing, mostly ended. Just Mr. Old Pine.
You know, I'd look at that truck out there and I'd say, hell, that's fine. That people are just driving the best.
Now that's the end of that nice little talk with the gas man from Williston Electric. This Thursday morning, the 10th of December, 1970. Channel 1 right. I'll transfer this somewhere. That's Talk with a Gas Man. This Thursday morning, the 10th of December, 1970. Channel 1 right, around 500. Turning 500 right now. This Thursday morning, the 10th of December, 1970. Talk with a Gas Man. We talked before. He didn't have much to say about credit. That's always our fine talk. But right there at the end, he did give me information. This 505 now, this kind of one right, this talk with the gas man, this Thursday morning, 10th of December, 1970.